That's 600. He just finds a way. It's incredible. I dead set didn't have one thing go my way. I had 10 riders dead set against me and the horse. And I just had no favours at all. And he's pulled out a run like that.
I can't believe it. James McDonald and Romantic Warrior, the big champions day in Hong Kong. Unbelievable performance from him and that tour, that magnificent horse. I'm sure Nigel Carmody would have been watching all that unfold last night from racing.com after a big weekend of racing and footy action for him. Good morning, Nigel.
Hello, Harsh, and I was. It's must-see TV anytime Romantic Warrior bobs up for us on a Sunday afternoon in his home patch, and again, he found a way.
He does. Pretty impressive. We come across these horses every now and then that just find a way. Wouldn't it be nice if we could just bottle that and be able to just spread that amongst the ranks a bit more?
As in, can we own one?
Yes, yeah.
Please.
Yes. Yeah. You and me, Nige.
That's the great chase, though, isn't it? That's what keeps us turning up. And we had some good examples of that during Showdown Day at Caulfield on Saturday with some horses that didn't cost a lot of money and had some pretty everyday sort of people who are probably listening to this sort of show who are able to win races worth a fair bit of money. But Romantic Warrior's done and is doing incredible things. That's now 6 of the 7 group ones that he's won that James McDonald's been aboard. So he's been a very important part of that puzzle. He gets to 96 group ones last night half. So I feel like every Monday we talk, another almost Willie Mays Hayes in Major League, nailing another glove to the wall. And there's only a handful to go to get to the ton, which I, at the start of the year, thought, oh, the timing might work that the 100 comes up in the Melbourne Spring Carnival, but at the moment, he's going to blow that out of the water. And Brisbane Winter, or if James does go to the Yasuda Kinnan, which is a 1,600-metre race at Tokyo on the 2nd of June, he might be an opportunity to tick up another one, but that's going to be a new frontier and a new test for Romantic Warrior. He obviously was able to come to Australia and win a Cox Plate in really gritty fashion. There's been two Hong Kong horses in the 21st century. Fairy King Prawn, who was a bit of an icon in 2000. He had some great stashes with Sunline, and Bully Schluck won it about 15 years ago. So this is the new frontier for Romantic Warrior if he pulls up okay.
What a great name too, Fairy King Prawn. Much Fairy Salt and Pepper Calamari was his brother. Didn't go very well. Now, Nige, we love James McDonald. That's a great reference to Willie Mays Hayes too, just by the way. Zach Purton had a Group 1 win, which we love as well over there in Hong Kong from Australian race perspective. You mentioned Showdown Day. I'll tell you how James McDonald gets to 100 real quick. He just jumps on a Clint McDonald 2-year-old. They just win all the big ones.
This is incredible. Hayasugi running the table as she did. Angel Capital, if you haven't seen Cranbourne Friday night, jump on the racing.com website or app and just enjoy taking that in. And then, yeah, Stanley Express, he entered the horse for both the showdown as the sole debutant in the race. The horse was also entered for the Breeders' Stakes in Adelaide. He went for perhaps the slightly softer option, I guess, of staying at home, not tackling a Group 3 race that had some well-exposed horses. If you haven't seen the replay, incidentally, of Growing Empire for Kieran Maher winning the Breeders in Adelaide, that's also worth the watch because he looks like a bit of a weapon. But yeah, Clinton's doing an incredible job. He is good at deflecting praise too. So he was lauding, and rightly so, the work of Shane McGrath, who's done a lot of the bloodstock work to find these horses. Stanley Express was a $110,000 buyout of a Magic Man's Gold Coast National Weanling sale. So if you compare that to the normal sales that are a little bit later on the calendar, you know, that's like drafting a kid before the national championships. So they've done a pretty remarkable job to bring this horse through, and fascinated to see what he looks like at 3. It was a nice little ride, incidentally, from Luke Nolan. Again, one who can deflect praise often, but yeah, to see a horse weave through in the manner that he did at his first start, it's exciting. And yeah, Clinton's done a terrific job, and I'm sure for many there might have been a little bit of trepidation with leaving the heartland of Caulfield for Cranbourne, but no doubt the range of facilities there have no doubt aided his operation as they have others.
He's done a great job so far, and long may it continue for fans of the Clint McDonald Stable. We did mention what happened in Adelaide. We should talk about the Group 1s, Nige, before we run out of time here. Vibrant Sun got the job done for the Price Kent Junior and the Australasian Oaks. In fact, the Autumn Sun signed the trifecta of the Australasian Oaks.
Yes, and I think I might have heard Michael Kent Junior almost preempt this on RSN on Saturday morning talking about how good the Autumn Sun fillies are. Well, that was good enough to trifecta the race. Another terrific training performance from Mick and Michael. They seem to always have at least a complement of a couple of fillies. This is a horse half we spoke about on the Monday after the William Reid in relation to her Alexandra Stakes win, giving Tom Stockdale two Group 3s on the day for the stable. She hadn't run since. So 5 weeks between runs, goes to the 2000. There'd been a little bit of a hiccup in between because they wanted to have a run, and unfortunately circumstances were against them. But yeah, that was a great race, and geez, there was finishes coming from everywhere. So Private Legacy and Coco Sun, the place getters, were close up, and Wings of Song was roaring home in the red and white for Paddy Payne. So I guess we lie and wait to see whether any of the fillies might try and back up and tackle the balls on Saturday in the Derby. And then the Saints, it was just beautiful scenes. Lockie Neindorf winning his first Group 1, his parents on course, overcome with emotion. I think any time we're seeing athletes prepared to be vulnerable and show themselves in those moments is quite captivating. So, yeah, it wasn't lost on me last night after the Romantic Warrior win half that you had James McDonald at 96 showing the emotion he did, and then Lockie Neindorf winning his first against James McDonald 24 hours earlier showing, really wearing his heart on his sleeve.
It was a great weekend of racing, no doubt. I just had a look at that Growing Empire replay. Oh, boy. That was very nice work for
You multitasking.
Well, you've got to be able to do that.
And watching something else at the same time.
And listening too, Nige. And listening. It's not an easy thing to do.
I'm on MasterChef.
It's a great gift. Just like you've got, you cover most spaces, most sports these days. Do a great job, but certainly leading the charge at racing.com. Look forward to chatting soon, mate. Go well.
Yeah, thanks, Hop.
Nigel Carmody with us, hosts the Wrap on Sundays too. Does a great job doing just about everything on .com these days. But the main man down there does great things.